Blog Talk
Good
Radio.
Saturday morning, everybody, and you're listening to Horse Racing Today. Everybody, and you're tuned in to Horse Racing Today on November 7th, 2020. Thank you for joining us. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, in studio with us, we have Hondo. And Hondo, how are you this morning?
Doing well.
And folks, well, unless you've been under a rock the past couple of days, it is Breeders' Cup weekend, and we're going to get to that shortly. And of course, we've got some exciting racing coming up today. Also at Del Mar, a nice little eight-race snappy card. First post at Del Mar today is at 12:30 p.m. And no carryovers today in any of the races. Congratulations to the single-ticket winner yesterday with the pick six. And not a bad payday, huh, Hondo?
No, uh-uh. It's, you know, I'll take that amount of money any time of the week.
Absolutely.
We had some good prices at the Breeders' Cup also.
Yes, and while we're thinking about it, I just want to send a shout-out, congratulations to the winner of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf yesterday with Golden Pal taking down the money, a son of Uncle Mo, trained by Wesley Ward. Wesley is not bad with two-year-olds, is he?
No, especially two-year-old turf horses. And he said that this Golden Pal was one of the best horses he's ever trained. So that kind of told you something right there.
Right. And this was his second start in the United States. Came from, had races at, he debuted at Gulfstream Park. And then he went to Ascot. And pretty impressive record. He basically... was a maiden going into yesterday's race, but certainly. Well, no, I'm sorry, he wasn't. What am I looking at? He won at Saratoga. He took down the Skidmore, and
he blew
that
him
was
away
an impressive
at Saratoga.
Race. Yeah, yes. And definitely looked real good yesterday, winning in $3.60. Tell us about some of the other price horses or some races that you were impressed with yesterday.
Well, you had the two very heavy favorites in the Juvenile Fillies and then the Juvenile. And it was the first try around two turns for Jackie's Warrior in the Juvenile, and he didn't handle it too well.
Nope.
And, you know, as Bob Baffert often likes to say, yeah, no matter how good a horse looks around one turn, you don't know if they're going to be able to successfully negotiate two turns until they actually do it. And Jackie's Warrior couldn't do it yesterday, and the winner looked very impressive. He was, I believe, 7-2, so he paid $9. And Jackie's Warrior, I'm not sure what he ended up going off at. Was it odds on 3-5 or 4-5
yeah,
or
it was
something
like
that?
That. Yeah, he kind of
he ended up
he
fourth.
Left some...
he didn't even get in the top three.
Right.
And then Princess Noor, there was questions around Princess Noor going into the race because buyer-wise, she didn't look like she could compete against the top three, including the winner. And, boy, she came up empty there in the final 16th, 8th of a mile. She didn't have anything left at all, and she ended up running fifth. She only beat two fillies
right.
in the Juvenile Fillies. So that was a disappointing effort, and... as someone pointed out on Twitter, and they're right, it's kind of a weak crop of two-year-old fillies out here in California this year, and maybe that was the case, that she was just beating up on a weak crop of fillies, because, boy, she looked nothing yesterday like the filly who had won three times in Southern California.
Right, and that was her first time shipping, too.
First time
so
shipping,
so had...
you just don't know how they're going to take handle
right.
that. That's right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's always it's always perilous to take a horse that is impressive at one track. I mean, and have them ship for the first time, go into new surroundings. Sometimes they don't, perform, and that was the case yesterday. So yeah, that was disappointing. But we got some good races today, obviously, and it all kicks off. What is there any race today that outside of the sprint and the classic that stands out to you?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Distaff with the battle between Monomoy Girl and Swiss Skydiver. That should be interesting.
Yes.
The 3-year-old filly taking on the older 5-year-old mare who there's a question about Monomoy Girl's future, whether she'll be retired after this race or if she may race next year. Talking to her trainer, Brad Cox, it looks like a lot depends on how she runs today. If she runs a bang-up race today, there's thoughts that they might keep her in training because she basically, well, not basically, she did. She lost her whole 4-year-old year due to a mild bout with colic and then a pulled muscle. So she was inactive all last year. So it's been pretty impressive the way she's been able to come back after a full year's layoff and to run the way she has this year.
Right. And Southern California race fans will certainly have all eyes on the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. A lot of Southern California horses in here. Speech, Gamine, obviously the 7-5 morning line favorite. And then Venetian Harbor, who we had the pleasure to watch perform out here in at Santa Anita. And then Serengeti Empress, who came out here and lost to Midnight Bisou. In the Breeders' Cup Distaff last year. So,
Serengeti Empress. Serengeti Empress and Gamine, those are two horses that need the lead to win. So it's going
right.
to be interesting. Are they gonna kill each other off and set it up for a closer? And, I'll tell you, Speech, who... he's going to be off, coming from off the pace. If it's a rapid pace, watch out for that horse because she could close and get a piece.
You've got Venetian Harbor in here too, who's got a lot of speed, and all the races
uh-huh.
that she has won has been. She opened up early, lost Virginis at Santa Anita. She opened up early with a 6-length lead and just kind of cruised, just kind of galloped all the way around the track. I mean, I remember seeing that race and I was like, wow. But, she's going to be gunning, too. And you've got some horses in here that are some big numbers on the morning line. And
what is Speech on the morning line?
Speech is at 6.
6. And that, shortening up from a mile and an eighth in the Kentucky Oaks to 7
uh-huh.
furlongs today. That horse, while a lot of them will be straggling home, I don't think she's going to be one of them. I think she's going to be... rolling in the stretch, so it'll be interesting to see how she runs.
Yes, good point. She's one of the horses that we're keeping our eye on as well. But I've always had a soft spot for Gamine with the way she broke her maiden, and I'm a little disappointed in the Kentucky Oaks. But, folks, these horses are not machines, and they're going to have bad days just like we do. And it's quite possible that that's what that was. And never count Bob Baffert out. She's been working really, really well in the mornings. And but you're going to have to take a low price. And I don't like doing that.
No, not in that race when you got some really talented other female sprinters in there. So, she'll go off around even money, I think. And
right.
That's a dangerous proposition, especially when you don't know with Serengeti Empress in there. She doesn't figure to get an easy lead, so it'll be interesting.
Yep. Loaded with speed, so that's going to be a good one. Another one of my personal favorites, a Bulletproof One, 30-1 in the morning line, really looks up against it in the turf sprint. But hey, you know, when you get a price like that, sometimes you gotta load and you gotta take a shot. And 5.5 furlongs on the turf, this is her cup of tea. But she's in against some really, really talented horses, so it'll be interesting. She'll be out winging, no doubt about it, and whether or not she can hold on or not. If you're looking for a knockout horse today, folks, that might be one you might want to take a look at. Bet across the board. She runs third, you're going to get your money back. There's no doubt about that. So it'll be interesting.
How about the early pick five yesterday at Keeneland? $104,000 for 50 cents.
I didn't want to tell you, but I cashed on that.
70-1 with Javier Castellano on the horse. That was very interesting. Boy.
Now, I'm going to sound ignorant here, and I am, but what is the minimum at Keeneland for the pick five and the pick six?
50 cents. 50 cent minimum for the pick five. I'm not sure about what it is for the pick six, but 50 cents for the pick five.
Well, you know, I've preached this on many shows. I've preached it especially on the Thursday morning show, that when you are playing these exotics with a low minimum like that, it allows you to take some shots and put some what I call oddball horses in, or knockout horses. And it allows you to, you know, to do that. Whereas the traditional dollar or $2 minimum might keep you a little bit more conservative when you're building your ticket. But the 50 cents, it allows you to do that. So hopefully, they did, obviously. Somebody used, you know, the 70-1 horse, and congratulations, because that was a hell of a payday.
Hell of a payday, yeah. And how about Doug O'Neill with a Hot Rod Charlie?
Yes.
At 94-1, almost pulled off a 94-1 upset.
I'm sure Doug was screaming. I mean, that, because I know, I don't want to out Doug too much, but I do know that Doug occasionally makes a wager.
Yes, and I think one of his assistants, who's associated with Doug, Steve Rothblum, Rothblum, also likes to visit the windows, I understand.
Yes, so hopefully they cash. Yeah, 51.60, I believe, was the mutual to place on that horse, and that wasn't too shabby. The Sprint, Breeders' Cup Sprint, Grade 1, $2 million purse, and this is a very interesting hometown horse that a lot of people are going to be rooting for. And folks, don't count this guy out, because he's beat older before. And I'm talking about Collusion Illusion from Mark Glatt, Flavian Pratt. Flavian wouldn't be on this horse if he didn't think he had a shot. But I think if we get 20-1 on him, which is what he's at in the morning line, I think that's a horse that you could put a couple of bucks on.
Yeah, that's ridiculous morning line odds for that horse. I picked CZ Rocket on top because he's just so sharp, and he's won over the Keeneland track, so you know he likes the track, and Peter Miller knows how to win that sprint because he's done it twice before with Roy H. back in 2017 and 18. So that's going to be a sprint is always a good race, and historically, it's paid good prices.
Yes, and there are some good prices in here. Whitmore, 15-1, I think is a horse that you need to take a look at that price, and it's going to be a good race, and there are some nice price horses in that. The Breeders' Cup Mile is another interesting race. Aren't they all interesting when you're going for $1 million in purse money? But let's get to the Breeders' Cup Distaff, real quick, grade one, $2 million. This was a race that you talked about earlier, and there's some nice-looking fillies in here.
Yeah, it's going to be a good race, I think. It's not just a two filly race. There's more in there than Monomoy Girl and Swiss Skydiver, so that's going to be an interesting race.
Right, and even though she might be tailing off a little bit at 12-1 on the morning line, I think CC is an interesting horse. Mike McCarthy, who certainly knows how to throw a saddle over a horse, is having a fantastic 2020, hitting at 20%. And, you know, of course, then we've got Swiss Skydiver, Ollie's Candy, another horse, 10-1, Joel Rosario. Ollie, she ain't big on winning, but she can, you know, she can lay close up and finish, and it will be a good race.
Yeah, I talked to Mike McCarthy this week about CC and asked him if he was a little nervous about her maybe tailing off since winning those two Grade One races back to back, the Beholder Mile and the Apple Blossom at Oaklawn. Since then, she's run third twice and fourth once. And he says she seems to be doing well. She's acting good in the morning. She's training well. And he says he's expecting a big race out of her, but he sounded like he just didn't know, you know, if she
right.
tailed off. And so we'll see today, but she's certainly talented enough to get the job done.
Right. All right, we're going to continue with our Breeders' Cup coverage in just a moment. We're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we're going to be talking, obviously, about the Classic, and we're also going to take you down to Del Mar, where first post is at 12:30. Don't go far away. We'll be right back. Racing today. I am Eddie the Hat. Hondo is in studio with us. Hondo, let's jump down to the Breeders' Cup Turf, kind of a UN type race. Grade one, $4 million bucks up for grabs here, and got a lot of foreigners lining up going a mile and a half. These are always awesome races. I don't care if they're 12-5 claimers. Love marathons on the turf.
Yeah, this is, should be another great race. I got I picked the mare on top for Aidan O'Brien, Magical, who's won six Grade One races back in Europe. And Aidan thought enough of her to send her back here for the Breeders' Cup. So that's who I got on top, and I'm going to be very interested to see how United runs. Of course, United was the horse that almost upset Bricks and Mortar, the horse of the year last year, lost by a head at 51-1. But he was on his home turf that day, and he's never shipped. So I don't know. I didn't put him in my top three with Richard Mandela. He could very easily find the winner's circle, though, so it'd be dangerous to leave him off of any of the tickets. But I really don't like him today for some reason.
Yeah, United, of course, being ridden by Flavion Pratt for Hall of Famer Richard Mandela. And, I mean, 8-1 in the morning line. If this horse, I'll tell you, if you're putting together any type of exotic ticket at all, if this horse drifts higher than 8-1, you gotta include him as an oddball horse. And he's really not an oddball horse. He fits, he figures. But as you pointed out, the only big concern is how is he going to handle, you know, the trip to Keeneland. You know, that Right. You don't know until after the race. Also, folks, don't discount Channel Maker. William Mott horse loves the distance, and so the 5-1 in the morning line is also an interesting proposition. Let's get to the classic. $6 million up for grabs, a mile and a quarter on the main track, and a lot of buzz going on. Everybody I think that I've talked to, asking their opinion, has a very, very confident opinion, and I don't know how, because I think this race is wide open.
I think there's 6 horses in there that could win that race, 6 of the 10. And it's one of the deepest classic fields in years. And, of course, you got the Baffert trio in there of Authentic, Maximum Security, and Improbable. You got Tom's D'Etat. You got, of course, the 3-year-old star this year, Tis the Law. And you got By My Standards, who's 10-1 in the morning line. And at his best, he could certainly jump up and surprise in that race today. So, yeah, it's a very, very, very contentious race, I think.
Yeah, and I had a long discussion a couple days ago. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring of Maximum Security. And again, I just think he just had an off day when he got beat by Improbable. I think Improbable is sharp. There's no question about that. But, folks, horses are not machines, and they're not going to go out and win every race. It's just not practical to think that. I know we would like to see it, especially if we're fans of a particular horse or a barn, but it's not going to happen. And at 7-2 in the morning line, I just think he might get overlooked. Fans, we all know, are not big Maximum Security fans because of what happened with the scandal with Jason Service. You can't blame that on the horse. This is a very talented horse that won the Kentucky Derby last year, or 2 years ago, actually, in 2019. Two runnings past, was disqualified. But I think this horse is loaded with talent, and if I get anywhere close to 7-2, that's where I'm going.
I felt all along he's the best older horse in training. I've had him atop my Breeders' Cup Classic rankings all year until he got beat by Improbable at Santa Anita in the Awesome again. And after that race, Baffert told us that he just didn't seem to like the Santa Anita track as much as he had Del Mar when he won the Pacific Classic and the San Diego handicap. So, he had his final couple works for the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita, and Baffert said he seemed to be getting over the track better. So, this may be his last race, and I think he's primed to go out with a huge effort. I'm picking him on top today also.
Yeah, I just that's who I like. And if he gets beat by any of the contenders, I'm certainly not going to cry foul, because this is a tough race. And like you said, there's a lot in here that could win it. All right, let's go down south to Del Mar. First post is at 12:30, and let's head down to the paddock and give you the updated jockey and trainer standings. This segment is brought to you by GMV Art, and they can be found on Instagram at GMV_art, or you can visit the website at GiovanniVellis.com. That's GiovanniVellis. And if you're looking for a graphic designer, an illustrator, or any other artistic needs, check them out. GMV Art. Tell them the hat sent you. All right, let's get to the trainer jockey standings at Del Mar. And Abel Cedillo leads the way currently with 6. Mike Smith has moved in the second with 4. Tyler Bays with 3. And then we've got the following with 2. Umberto Rispoli, Tiago Pereira, Juan Hernandez, Edwin Maldonado, and the apprentice rider Alexis Centeno. As far as the trainers go, we have Doug O'Neill leads the way with 3, Peter Miller, Richard Mandela, Carla Gaines, and Bob Baffert with 2. And the owner standings currently, still leading the way, is Ramona and Perry Bass with 2 wins. And congratulations to everybody's name that was just mentioned, because you're having a pretty darn good early start down at Del Mar, where first post today is at 12:30. Let's get to the free plays. Hondo, who do you like down at the beach?
I like a horse in the fifth race today, maiden for filly, two-year-old fillies, six furlongs on the main track. Horse, the five horse, Nasruddin for Michael McCarthy, okay, who has three horses running today in the Breeders' Cup. This horse was in against colts last time, 5.5 furlongs at Santa Anita, and today drops back in against her own sex. I think she's going to be really closing in the lane. And with don't be discouraged by the Pratt getting off, because he's not there to ride. He's in Lexington, and Tiago Pereira, you know, obviously very capable. One of the most underrated jockeys out here in Southern California. So I think Nasruddin dropping from racing against colts to fillies, second start for her, and Michael McCarthy does well with second timeout horses. So look out for Nasruddin in that fifth race today.
Okay, and you're getting 6-1 on the morning line, which is not a bad number. We're going to start you out early, folks, in the first race, 5 furlongs on the turf. And as we said in our horse racing report plus selections, we really like the four horse here, Anaconda. Yeah, don't write home about the win here, 9-5 morning line, but this horse is bred top and bottom to absolutely love the lawn. Drayden Van Dyke has been aboard this son of Pioneer of the Nile in the mornings, and we look for him to come out running in the first race today at Del Mar. So a couple of bucks to win in place. Number 4, Anaconda in the first at Del Mar. And then, of course, you have Hondo's play in the fifth. And as far as the feature race today, like anybody here in the feature, there's a 8-race card. The feature race today goes as the 7th. This is the Golden State Juvenile, California bred or sired 2-year-olds. And any particular opinion here in the Golden State Juvenile?
Yeah, I'm going to give Touchdown Brown another chance in this race. Putting blinkers on, I don't think he liked the two turns in the American Pharoah. I think he might enjoy one turn better. And he's also dropping in back in against statebreds, whereas the American Pharoah was an open race. So I think Touchdown Brown with Tiago Pereira on and for Rafael Becerra, I think he's going to run a huge race today.
Okay, and interesting to point out with him, he of course ran off the board in his last race. As you pointed out, he was kind of overmatched, but the winner or the third place finisher of that last race, Spielberg, came back to win. That's always a good indication of how strong that race was. And also,
yes,
Touchdown Brown's putting on blinkers today. So Rafael Becerra, J.J. Hernandez, who's not riding back, might have got off the horse and said, hey, you know, put blinkers on next time, and might help out.
Yeah, that's one of the underrated things about jockeys. Some of them are very, very good at coming back and telling, giving trainers suggestions on what to do with the horse next time. And
right,
we'll see how he runs with blinkers today.
All right. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us this morning. Hondo, thank you for joining us.
All righty.
And there's only one thing left to tell you guys, and that is to cash some tickets, whether it be at Del Mar today or at the Breeders' Cup. Just a quick note that if you need help with your plays today, visit us on our website at horseracing-selections.com. And also don't forget, we're going to have our show tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. until 8:30 for At the Wire, where we'll wrap up the weekend of racing down at Del Mar. Cash some bets today. We'll be talking to you soon. Have a great rest of your Saturday.